What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with a announcement. I just finished the second part of the Straight Line Sex System. So it consists of two parts. First part I already finished, second part I just finished and just put on the Hustler Vault. Under hustlervault.anthonyhustle.com, you can go and access it right now. Okay, so Straight Line Sex System, how to create straightforward abundance with women and sex, that's the title. And the book does exactly what it says on the cover. And today I will run you through the different aspects of the book and how it's structured, okay? With your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. All I want is bitches, big booty bitches. All I want is bitches, big booty bitches. So at the beginning, I write a little bit about why I wrote the book and why I think there was a need for this book. And the main point is pretty much that I think that if you fuck with big and heavy, I get up in that ass like a wedgie. Said that if you fuck with big and heavy, I get up in that ass like a wedgie. While all the other books are really useful and really valuable, all the other material, there was a need for something to make it as simple as possible. Well, not simpler, but as simple as possible, and to boil everything down to the main success measures that are actually implementable by somebody who is, you know, new to this game, and to get results quickly. Because there's an information overload, and if you, you know, have too much freedom and you don't know what you're doing, then the likelihood is that you're doing the wrong thing. So it's a very rigid system that goes straight for the jugular, sex with women as fast as possible in a repeatable process. Pretty much what I talk about in The Close, in the dream scenario, my first book. Okay, so after going through all the iterations, all the different methods and things that you can do and cannot do, I boiled everything down into its essence and put it into this book, okay? And the main idea, it's as simple as possible, but not simpler, okay? It's like simplicity is the ultimate way, or the ultimate sophistication, okay? So that's the idea why I wrote the book. And it's organized as follows, okay? It has first, the first part, which is the mental side, the mindset, which is super key, because if you have the wrong mindset and you're not focused on the things that are under your control and you don't know how to deal with the ups and downs and the frustrations and the randomness of the process and the chaos, you're a wind in the leaf, a leaf in the wind. You don't know what's going on, okay? So the first core structure is the mindset stuff, because we need that as a foundation, or you need that as a foundation to be able to build your castle on, because otherwise it's built on sand and it just crumbles and you'll give up, okay? So in the sense that I want everything to be its essence and as tight as possible, I also give you zero choice, okay? You don't get to choose what lines to use. Ah, I like this line better, that line better. I boiled it down to the few lines that I know. Maybe it's 10 or so and 5 or 6 moves in total. Those are the lines that I know that work, and they will work in any scenario, day, night, at a funeral. I don't give a flying F, okay? This stuff works, and that's why you're given no choice, because 99% of you guys out there don't know what the fuck is going on, okay? And you don't know what to use and what not to use, and you're confused, and then you start using your own shit, and your own shit doesn't work. Because if your shit worked, I would be reading your book, not the other way around, okay? That being said, I'm saying here that, you know, the first step is the hardest, and 99% of guys, you know, they never do the first step. So getting the actual straight line sex system is the first step. It's super important. It's going to be the best thing you ever bought in terms of self-improvement and so on. If you buy it and you implement it, and it's a very simple way of implementing it, you will get the results within 10 days, 11 days, I say. I've tested it. All the guys that do exactly what I say in the book, that I know of, and I've known a lot of them, they get results immediately, okay? All the guys that don't do what I say and fuck around get no results. So it's very simple. If you get the book, go to hustlerwalt.anthonyhustler.com, get the freaking document, download it, read it twice. I explain, read it twice. Once you read it, you just imagine yourself in the situation. Second time you read it to take notes and digest more. Just apply, okay? Then you will get the results, okay? So let's talk a little bit about the first part. The step one is the mindset, as I said, okay? So I talk about things that you can control versus things that you cannot control. That's the most important thing. I talk about realizing that there's a lot of randomness, like the weather, whether she has a boyfriend, whether, you know, she's on her period, or whether she doesn't like, you know, guys that wear green shoes, black shoes. I don't give a flying F, okay? There's things she doesn't like, and you have to accept it, and you can't control it. And there's things you can control. Number one thing you can control is the number of approaches you do, okay? I give the numbers, I talk about what is expected. To be fair, I require you to do 25 approaches a week. Look, very simple. Listen to me, because I know what the F I'm talking about. If you can't do 25 approaches a week, you're not good enough. Go listen to some, I don't know, some other wannabe guru, like, that has some approach acceleration program, pushes you into random sets. That's not seduction. That's like some weirdo social anxiety management. Go meet that guy. If you want to get laid with hot chicks, 8, 9s, and 10s, you need the straight line sex system, okay? And to do that, the fundamental building block is 25 approaches a week. If you can't do it, get the F out of my life. Don't talk to me, don't ask me anything. I don't care who you are. You can be the Prince of Dubai, I don't give a flying F, okay? So nobody cares, yeah? Number two is, and I'll discuss it more in detail why we do that. There's only one question when you see the girl that you ask yourself, would you F her? If the answer is yes, you approach, period. I don't give you any choice, that's it, okay? So that's kind of like the things that we control. Then I talk a lot about, you know, the lethargy, how you don't want to really leave the house and what you can do against that. Because it's, again, the first step is the hardest. Once you're out of the house, it kind of, the ball starts rolling and you start, you know, first approaches and so on. I talk about warm up, what is really required, what's not required. Again, I don't give you any choice. There are certain things I make you go through and certain amounts of times you approach, and then there's minimums and you have to do it, and you have to, you know, rehearse in your head what I tell you to do, and you have to tell the girls what I tell you to do as the warm up and all of that. It's all in there. That's all mindset for me. Okay, I also tell you how to get over really negative responses from the girls, how you deal with that, you know, really harsh blowout situation. Again, it's a mindset thing. That's why it's in the mindset section, okay? Basically, the whole thing about mindset is, it's like Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, okay? And that's really true. So that's that. Then I go into control in detail, and I talk about the four superpowers of seduction. Okay, one is time control. I talk about how to manage your time between work and seduction, between approaching and dating. And again, 25 approaches is the minimum, but how does that translate into, you know, dates and into lays, and how to deal with girls that are dragging you out, and so on and so forth. It's all discussed here. It's all mindset, because all of that stuff is random, and it only works. This whole thing only works if you take a statistical approach. That means you need to do a minimum amount of sets, because otherwise the true, unbiased, average result will not come through. If you do 5 approaches, you might get lucky one day, and you might not get lucky the other day. But if you do 25 approaches every week, you will get stuff, okay? And that's just a statistical fact. I talk about this in detail, what that contains. Superpower 2, logistics. Yeah, I talk about, like, you know, logistics, why we need it. That's the detailed organization and implementation of a complex operation. That's what logistics is, okay? Again, logistics in your control, it's really related to leading and to, you know, you can't expect the girl to plan the date for you so you can bang her. Not gonna happen. If you think that's gonna happen, you're delusional. Just watch a girl go shopping. She'll spend 20 hours in 5 shops where I spend 5 hours. So you see, if you don't lead them, they'll just get lost, and, you know, she'll be like, oh, let me, you know, let's see where it goes. That's not how it goes. Military style logistics planning is in your control. That's why we really worry about it, okay? There are two types of logistics. That's the approach logistics. That's, you know, obviously where you approach. And then there's also the date logistics, okay? And that's obviously where you date. Doesn't take a genius to figure that part out, but those are the superpowers that you have, okay? Time and logistics. And again, I talk about it in detail, how to set it up and how to plan it out and what happens if that place is closed and having contingencies and the exact timings and so on. I've discussed this already in STL King, but now I really focus it down to the bare, you know, minimum essence. That's what it really is all about. It's an essence and it's all about control. I look at it from a control perspective because I only worry about stuff that I can control, okay? I can't control whether, you know, the bar I used to go to all of a sudden shut down because there was some, I don't know, murder case going on and they shut it down. It's under investigation. I need to find a different solution. That's not in your control. What's in your control, for example, is planning around that, having contingencies, okay? Then the superpower three here, mind control. So again, it's about your mind and how you cannot really control your mind, and that your mind is your biggest enemy, because it will want you to not do stuff. It will make you feel fearful. It will make you procrastinate. You know, it will not like the rejection. It will have all kinds of different ways for you to cop out. And I give you exact line by line instructions how to deal with it, how to get over, you know, your freaking mind, how to put your mind in its place. Again, in STL King, and talk about beating down a little bitch. It's pretty much like that, just in more detail and more focused on control, okay? It's a big section. And I explain how your mind will try to trick you at the various stages from approach to bedroom and how to get over it, what you need to tell yourself, okay? And various techniques I've used over the years that work really, really well. Just for example, I have one that is like a countdown. So when I see a hot girl, you know, I don't debate, yes or no. I just go 3, 2, 1, 0, first step towards her and approach. Because we all know the feeling, I want to, I don't know. And then you start effing around, and by the time you're there, it's kind of awkward. So stuff like that, you know, I have tons of stuff like that, but only the essence. Nothing that's like not really needed, okay? And the second part is what I call sex, okay? Once you have the foundation of cultivating the right mindset, it's time to get laid, and you need to control yourself now to produce the results repeatedly, consistently, predictably, easily, okay? And that's all about here implementations. And, you know, I know most of the guys, they want the lines because they think the lines matter. But really, the first part of this book is way more important than the second part, because the mind control is way more important than the actual lines that you use. Because you can have all the lines in the world, like a Harvard PhD who knows 2,000 pickup lines, but has no mojo, has no balls, can't go out, can't approach. Whereas the builder guy, he knows 3 lines. Hey, you're hot, you want to make out, grabs her by the hair, makes out, okay? Guess who's gonna win? It's not gonna be the Harvard nerd, okay? So it's that simple. And I talk about every single line and every single hard-hitting physical routine. And there's very few of them that you need to really get results. Think of it like a multivariate regression. On the right-hand side, you have the factors that determine the outcome. Like if it was a logistics regression, you'd have 0 and 1 on the left-hand side and the factors on the right-hand side. I've boiled it down, in essence, to the most important factors that get the highest R-squared, the highest fit, the highest predictability of actual results through thousands and thousands of iterations. To be frank with you, I don't give a shit about your lines, what you think is good, is bad, or what some guru thinks is good, is bad. What I have in here is tested, I know it, I have the results, my students have the results, and I don't give a F about what you think. Those are the lines, you don't need more. The best thing about those lines is they repeat and repeat. The approach line is the same as the V1, venue 1, the bar line, and it's the same almost as the venue 2 line. They're only escalating a little bit up, but you're repeating it, and there's maybe, I haven't counted it, let's say 10 lines and 5 or 3 moves. Once you know those, you're done, you're set for life, from approach to bedroom. And that's why it's way better than what I had before. Yeah, the main leader frame and frame control and all that stuff is really good. The problem is 99% of guys can't do it. They don't have the brain, the experience, the emotional control, the delivery to really make it work. Therefore, I cut it out, because it's important, but it's also super hard. This is super simple and super effective, okay? As I have listened to thousands of hours of tapes, and none of the guys I know, maybe one or two, have done frame control consistently, you know, okay. Very few have done it really well, okay? So then the whole thing is set up from approach, yeah? Like, I want to think you like a Super Mario game. You have the beginning, you jump over all the hurdles, and at the end there's the big bad boss you have to kill. It's the same thing here in game. From approach to start to the end, big bad boss, okay? And that's it. Also, I talk about how really 90%, you might ask, how can you do all of this dating, like 3 hours of date with like 5 or 10 lines? It's very simple, because 90% of the date is comfort. And there's very simple rules how to treat comfort. And 10% the approach is, or 10% is the approach and the end of the conversation. And that's where you use most of the lines. Otherwise, you're mainly in comfort and you sprinkle in a couple lines every now and then, just to make sure you're staying out of the friend zone. But most, like, it's like the typical 80-20, but here it's more like 95-5, okay? 5% of the conversation will determine 95% of the outcome. And that's why you get by with so few lines and some very simple comfort-based rules. And there's none of this assumption stagging and, like, whatever, making up some elaborate DHV routines. All of this shit is cut out, okay? None of it. Really simple, highly effective, repeatable. You know, you do it, and within a week you'll do most of the lines, you'll know them by heart, unless you have a learning disability or something, okay? It's not that hard at all. So there's the approach. I give you lines for the street approach, the bar approach, nightclub approach. Two lines, there's two lines that you're using. They're almost identical. Really, there's one line for the approach that you're using. One line, one opener. Okay, with a very slight variation, because you can't say I just saw you walking past or something like that if she, you know, is sitting in a bar. Unless you're a retard, you can't say it. If you're a retard, you might say it, but then you're a retard, okay? So, very simple structure of what you say to approach, what you say to create the attraction. One line for the attraction never changes. One line, okay? So, that's the opening on the approach and what you do. How you transition into, like, getting her on the date, what the options are, because not all girls will be free to date you right now, how to deal with the variations that you might have. And, you know, some of this is in some of the books, but nothing has it all condensed. And really, like, I've changed it, so I'm not giving you any options. When you're transitioning into comfort, when you're starting to ask her out, there is no options. If she says this, I do this. No, they're all cranked for the same sausage machine. I don't care what they say. You just go through the template, every girl the same. And that was a lot of confusion for a lot of guys. Oh, did I clear logistics correctly? Can I go for the close sequence? Da, 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 da. No, none of that. We're going straight through after attraction and some comfort. We're going straight through with very few lines. Exactly the same cookie cutter approach. And that's why it's 1,000 times more powerful than what I gave you before, because the guys were always confused. What am I doing right? What am I? Did I clear it correct or not? That's because my experience I projected onto people, and it's not right. People don't have this experience. They don't have the verbal ability. They don't have the, you know, the foresight to slow down the communication in their head and see what the girl's gonna say next. They need something really simple, and that's it. Super effective, super simple. Okay. So that's that. What else is going on? And then, you know, I go through that, how to deal with it if she can't do it now, or she can do it later or another day, and how to exactly do that in a very simple, straightforward, effective way. No fucking around, guessing around. Okay, so that's the approach. Then I talk about venue one routine to make sure that the attraction stays up. It's a physical routine. Some of you might guess it if you've been to, you know, I've been reading my stuff, but it's a very simple routine. And guess what? It repeats in venue one and venue two. It repeats anytime you change venue. So once you have that routine down, that's a sure thing that you will always use. One routine. Okay? There's a couple things that we say straight away in venue one that never change, always the same, okay? And then I explain like how to keep it up. And there's one line that I'm adding here about like making it more deep and more sexual, and that line you keep repeating. It's just one line, and you repeat it a couple times on venue one. So far you have maybe two or three lines in total. From approach to already the bar, there's two or three lines and one physical routine. And then let's see. Then I talk about how to transition to venue two, what you need to do. And keeping in mind, doesn't matter whether you meet her in a bar or on the street, or this is a D2, or this is like an SDL attempt. Always the same. I go into detail and explain exactly how to transition. And again, when you leave, you do a physical routine, but it's the same routine you did before, so pretty simple. I tell you what to do on V2, how to set it all up, what to tell her, what is exactly needed to make this work in terms of how you sit and what you say in the very beginning. There's a new routine I added here that I had used in the past that I will always ask you to do, because when you go into V2, you know, usually the vibe goes down a little bit from traveling from V1 to V2. There's a little routine there. It's one routine, one sentence, very simple. Maybe we had 4 or 5 sentences now. Then there's a very super effective routine that I've used hundreds of times in students as well. So there's another routine, very simple, not too hard at least. Like you can do, like there's literally two things that you do, or two, three things that you do in venue two to get her up into the kill zone. Then I tell you how to really get her, you know, into the kill zone, how to get her ready to bounce her home. Again, it's very simple, because I give you a trick how you literally can't screw it up. It's very, very simple. Okay? So that's that. And then I explain, you know, the differences to, you know, what the difference is between being straight with her and sexually and direct compared to tricking her to coming home by talking about like your guitar or some hookah or some blah blah blah. Okay, so I talk about that. I talk about why it works so much better and how to think about pulling the girl. And that's really it. You're basically done at this point. So there were, I think, in total 2 or 3 physical routines and maybe 6 or 7 lines, and they always repeat. They're almost always the same, or variations of each other. and it will get easier and easier, and that's why it's so strong. Now I talk about venue three, which is, you know, closing location where you have sex, basically. Give some very easy routines. You know, a lot of it is written in the books, but it's not as condensed again. I talk about what to do, how to set it up, how to start sex, basically, in your room with, I think, let me see. I also, about how to get her upstairs, I talk about it, which is super simple and super intuitive. There's no, like, you know, prevention or anything like that, because that's not really needed. So I talk about how to transition then once you're upstairs, how to make her, you know, how to make her have sex with you. I also talk about a trick that is so simple yet so effective if there's, you know, if she's unsure and, you know, she needs a bit of convincing. Also be careful, but like, I'm talking not no, I'm talking about, she's like, yeah, but it's a bit early and stuff like that, you know how girls are. And I'm meaning like, it's all is consensual, but there's a very nice trick that, you know, you can pull off and you can get really, really far with that. So all of that stuff, and I've done it many times and it works 85% of the time. I also tell you what to do if she starts playing games too hard, and there's some very, very simple ideas. Most of it is basically based on the idea that you need to go out and do 25 a week, and then you will never feel that you're in a position of weakness, but you're in a position of strength, of choice, of abundance. And that's why the whole title is, you know, how to create abundance with women, basically in a bulletproof way. Okay, that's basically why I chose that title. That's not the title, let me read the title. How to create straightforward abundance with women and sex, but basically it means, what is the most bulletproof way that you can find to create abundance with hot women and sex in your life? And that's what this document is about, okay? And think of it as me distilling down the essence of everything I've learned into one very simple book with maybe 5 to 10 routines, okay? Very simple one-liners that always repeat and that anybody can learn, and not something that is like out of this world complicated stacking and, you know, really out of this world routines that are very complicated to pull off and deliver, because that's not possible for most people. Most people are not Russell Brand. Most people, you know, are not Eddie Hitchens or Tom Torero or whoever you may quote. Most people cannot pull that off. So you need to keep it super simple, yet super effective, and that's what that document is. So get it. Go to the Hustler Vault, or go to, it's actually, it's link in the description, obviously, hustlervault.anthonyhustle.com. Go there and sign up. You're gonna have to be a Prime member, because this is a really, you know, amazing, I think, product. And if you want it now, you're gonna have to become a Prime member. You can check out all the details on the Hustler Vault. And I don't think I'll change that, because I think the guys who really want to get results and not be pushed into sets by an approach coach because they have like speech impediment, or the mom dropped them a couple times too many on the head when they were children. I don't know. I'm not into these guys. I'm into guys that, you know, have a foundation, social foundation, and that just want to push their, you know, the level of women up and the accessibility, and have a really systematic, bulletproof way by somebody who knows what the fuck he's talking about. Those guys I'm targeting. All the other guys that are running down Oxford Street in their 5-pound leather jackets, you know, just fuck off, honestly. Not interested. I want real men. Most likely you're accomplished or on your way of getting accomplished. This is not some joker product where I'm like telling you, you know, to pull off some weird stunt to trick the girl into sex. This is alpha male approaching hot girl for sex, okay? Very simple. And this is the best system. You will not find a better system in the world. You can also read all my other books. and there's like additional material, but if you want the pure essence, this is the go-to document. It's not gonna get much better. The good thing about this document is, if I find a way of improving it, because it's digital, I'll just log into my system, I'll update the document, and you'll always have access to that. So yeah, cheers guys. I hope this makes it clear what I'm doing here, why I'm doing it. That's a bit of a long story, but you know, go to the Hustler Vault, go to hustlervault.com, anthonyhustle.com, get Straight Line Sex System part 1 and part 2, read them, go out, do what I say, and I promise you, 100% you will get results. It's 100%. Cheers.